USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We're a very economically depressed community. We can barely afford to take care of the people that we have here in our community now. And as of the second, Border Patrol advises us they're basically going to drop people off here and do sort of like this, and they're your problem.
Gila Bend, Arizona Mayor Chris Riggs on Fox is perturbed the Biden administration's plan for immigrants at the southwest border is to just drop them off and let local jurisdictions handle their care. After more than 50 days in office, President Biden has yet to hold a news conference taking questions from reporters. It is the longest period a new president has gone without meeting the press in more than 100 years. The attorney for Derek Chauvin, the former police officer of Minneapolis charged with the death of George Floyd, has requested for a delay and a relocation of the trial, pointing to concerns about the impact of the settlement the city had reached with the Floyd family. USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
GOP lawmakers visiting the southwest border are warning Americans of the immigration crisis. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and 12 of his members are slamming President Joe Biden for a slow response to a spiraling humanitarian crisis on the southern border. Speaking from El Paso, Texas, a California Republican saying,
"We went through a new facility. It was built just more than a year ago. They built it with a capacity they thought they could never meet. 1,040 people to be processed. Today broke that record. Today they're beyond capacity. They're having to build into the parking lot a makeshift facility."
Starting on April 2nd, the Border Patrol directive will be drop off immigrants in local U.S. towns and let them handle the influx of people. The Washington Post has issued a correction that said President Trump told a Georgia election official to find the fraud in Georgia. It was never heard in the recorded conversation and was made up in a story by the Washington Post journalist. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The first major tax increase in 30 years is coming up next for the Biden administration. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The Biden administration is planning on the first major federal tax increase in nearly 30 years. Bloomberg reported Monday that the increases include a hike in the corporate tax, an expansion of the estate tax, and raising the income tax rate for those making at least $400,000. Senator Mike Rounds also believes that the president's plan will include repealing President Trump's 2017 tax package. The South Dakota Republican tells Newsmax TV that he hopes some of his colleagues from across the aisle will see that the tax hikes will impact all Americans and not just those top earners.
What we need are for some of the Democrats to take a hard look at whether or not they really want to see this economy go down in flames. Because if you start increasing the tax rates here, the money will leave. It can leave. It can go elsewhere. And the other piece of this is when you raise the basic tax rates on corporations, they don't have as much money to pay wages. They don't have as much money that goes into dividends. That goes into 401ks. It goes into pension plans and so forth.
The top 1% of taxpayers paid roughly $616 billion or 38.5% of all income taxes, while the bottom 90% paid about $479 billion or 29.9% of all income taxes. That's according to 2020 data from taxfoundation.org. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.